It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. We're going to talk about winter safety around the home. And, you know, it's getting close. It's getting chilly. And there's things that you got to concern yourself with as far as, you know, your safety around your home is concerned. So, Chief, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back, Dave. I like it here.
So let's talk a little bit about things that maybe people don't think about when it comes to fire safety around the home in the wintertime.
Well, I'll talk about one that's specific, and then I'm going to talk about a bias, let's call it that. But the most important one that it just comes to mind immediately is your furnace. These are very neglected, reliable machines. And we ask people every late summer, early fall to get them inspected and get them looked at. A little bit of maintenance comes a long ways and prevents fires. But the startup of the furnace can be a fire hazard. We all know that the filters are very important. I want to put emphasis sometimes when I talk to others about the furnace itself. It is a machine, and they will fail. There's every part on that furnace will eventually fail. And the only way to recognize that is to be good at furnace yourself or to call somebody in to inspect it for you. And we, as a fire department, just don't want you to be the one that everybody else learns from. Happens every year in many communities. One family is going to end up being the one to remind everybody else because of a tragedy. I would really like to prevent that and have your broadcast be the catalyst and not an event.
Now, I know at one time, and I don't know if they do this anymore since it's not Mountain Fuel anymore, but they used to actually would come out and they call it green tag your furnace.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
They had a conversion where they were doing different types of loading into your furnace. So at that time, it was very important that they would inspect your furnace to make sure that you could handle anything that they were putting into your home. I think that time has changed, but it's still important that we have a regular tune-up. And I'm not suggesting buying a new furnace. That's not what I'm here for. I really just want to emphasize that you check your furnace, have somebody do it. Qualified. If you're qualified, do it. If somebody in your neighborhood and you feel that it's qualified, have them do it. But if not, please just call a local contractor to have them go in there and take a look at the parts that are vulnerable. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. I wouldn't check my furnace. I'll change the filters is what I'm capable of doing. So I call somebody else.
And, you know, that's always a safe thing, too. And I think that's another thing that you were talking about here that gets neglected a lot is the furnace filter.
Yeah. It's an absolute preventable accident from happening. And let me qualify that. The filter that's itself takes in particulate. That's why we put them in there. We all know what they're doing. But if you don't change them, the furnace that we've been talking about works harder. So all of these parts that I worry about as a fire chief are now more vulnerable because of a $5 filter. That's kind of important to understand that your furnace is going, maybe it's going to work twice as hard. Do you want your furnace working twice as hard? I really don't. And as an official from the city, I'm asking you to prevent that opportunity for failure by checking your furnace regularly and also replacing those filters. Those filters should be cleaned, and your furnace will make the recommendations when they should be done.
And, you know, that's one of those things that we've just gotten to the point where I just put it on a calendar and I get an alert
like
on
that.
My phone, and it just tells me to change your furnace filter.
Right.
So it's fairly simple that way. And it's, yeah, it's, what do they say, an ounce of prevention?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And we're in our social media presence, we're going to be talking about that to remind people, too, just like you do. I know what you do for the community. We're going to do the same thing. Remind people about smoke detectors, changes, batteries. Batteries are very important. And, of course, filter changes. So we'll be talking about somebody more interesting than me will be making those messages, but I'll be the one posting it.
There you go. Now, you said there was one that's kind of on the side that not literally a lot of people think about.
Right.
What's
and,
that one?
Oh, this is not going to surprise anybody. Oh, here's the fire chief talking about candles. Of course the fire chief wants to talk about candles. But I've been on, in my short little 30-year career, I've been on a lot of tragedies associated with candles. I'm not telling you not to buy candles. That's none of my business. What I am asking you as a fire chief is please be careful with them. Know where they at. Have absolute knowledge where they are and be cognitive whether they're lit or not and whether they're being attended. I would never leave a candle unattended. In many incidences in my short little career I've gone on where people have left the home with candles burning and come back to see the fire department in their front yard. The last thing anybody wants in their life is to leave their home and come back and see the fire department in their front yard. It's just, it's pretty traumatic.
I would imagine so. All right, so those are a couple of things that we need to worry about, our furnaces. And, you know, watch out for candles.
Watch out for candles. I like that.
That's all there is. Just watch out for candles.
Appreciate you, Dave.
All right. Fitz, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you. And we'll have you back soon, I'm sure.
I will be here.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.